This is Helena at 8 months old.
Barbara Hill stares down at a picture of a little girl in a crib. It was taken in 1975. The infant staring back is her daughter, Alana. The eight-month-old has a huge smile on her face, showing off four teeth, two on the top, two on the bottom.
I wish I never had to give her up. I should have seen this face every day and loved her and held her.
In 1974, Barbara was 19, single, alone, and pregnant. Terrified that her mother would find out, she turned to Children's Aid. They took Alana shortly after she was born and put her in a foster home. 8 months later, they told Barbara she had to make a decision. She still remembers that day.
There was snow on the ground. There was not a lot of snow, but there was snow on the ground. And we went out to the East End. She was staying in a trailer with this foster mother. And they took me over there, and she just started to cry when I picked her up. And I put her down, and they said, "Now you're going to sign the papers, because if you don't sign the papers today, we're going to tell your mother." I said, "Okay, I'll sign the papers." And she took me into her office. I signed the papers, and that was it. She gave me two bus tickets and said goodbye.
What Barbara signed was a consent form allowing her daughter to be adopted. With a stroke of a pen, she gave up all legal rights to Alana, and she was to have no contact with her until her daughter turned 18. Ontario and Saskatchewan are the only two provinces that demand birth parents sever all ties with their children before a permanent adoption can take place. According to one social worker, it was originally written to shield single mothers from the embarrassment of their predicament and protect children from forever being called bastards. David Millen worked as a social worker in Ottawa for 35 years. Part of his job involved taking children from their parents. He stares straight ahead as he talks about those goodbye meetings.
And in one particular situation I recall, it was a sibling group, and they were saying goodbye to their mom. This was a mom who had a terrible addiction problem, but a very loving, doting mother. They knew that they wouldn't be seeing mom again.
At the time, David Millen thought that this would give the child a new start in life. And over the years, thousands of children have been adopted and are enjoying the stability of a permanent home, but at a cost. They'll never know their birth parents while growing up. And there are groups now that say it's time for a reality check. John Dunn's apartment in Ottawa is half living area, half office space. On one table, a computer. On another, piles of paper. The advocate for adoptees' rights gets about 50 emails a day from people across the province relaying their experiences in the Children's Aid system. Because of his mother's alcoholism and depression, he was put in foster care as a toddler and spent the next 18 years shuffling through more than a dozen different foster care homes. Dunn remembers the day he met his mother. He was 10 years old.
Probably the best moment of my life, because during the whole time, all the homes I'd lived in, there was no real affection or anything. There was just kind of like, you're there, that's where you live. And when I met my mom, to have somebody who loves you, she was always really proud of us. She's, you know, holding us under her arm, saying, "Oh, this is my son, John." To have someone proud of you and say, "This is my son," you know.
That is why John Dunn is lobbying the province to allow adoptees to have contact with their birth parents. But adoptive parents want the government to move carefully. Some are skittish about allowing that kind of contact, mainly because they've just gone through years of having their life placed under a microscope, and they shudder at the thought of their adoptive child wanting to go back to their birth parent. Pat Fenton of Toronto has gone through all of these emotions. The executive director of the Adoption Council of Ontario says the little girl she adopted started showing interest in her birth mother at the age of 4. Pat Fenton says she went from fearing her daughter's interest to being interested herself.
Being an adoptive parent means integrating the fact that your child has another set of parents, and that there will be curiosity, there will be questions, there will be things the child will want to know about their family. Certainly my husband and I have become quite strong advocates for open adoption as a result of our own personal experience, and also reading and learning more about what it means to a child.
Tracy Engel King agrees, but the head of the legal department at the Ottawa Children's Aid Society adds that it's a complicated process that may take some time to work out.
What stage should it be done? Should it be done at the time of your court proceeding when you're actually seeking to terminate the parental rights, or should it be subsequently when you actually have identified a prospective adoptive family and to involve them in the process? And that's going to be very dependent on every situation and who you're dealing with in terms of both adoptive family and biological family. It's a difficult task to sort that out.
It brings a lot of sadness because all the memories are around this day. And I
it's too late for Barbara and her daughter Alana. 10 years ago, when Alana was 20, they met for the first time since that day in 1975. But Barbara Hill says her daughter missed out on knowing some of the fundamental things in her life, like her Aboriginal heritage. And the only piece of information Alana had about her mother growing up was that she had clear skin and dark hair. Barbara wishes she could have the time back under different circumstances.
That I really did love her. Every day my heart is broken that I can't be with you, but you're better off where you are.
The Minister of Child and Youth Services won't talk about her upcoming review of the Child and Family Services Act, and nothing has been announced publicly. People believe that some sort of change is coming, but this isn't the first time this portion of the act has been singled out for change. 6 years ago, a panel of experts encouraged the government to amend this part of the act, but nothing happened. Now a coalition of birth parents and adoptees are calling on the government for a royal commission to force the changes they say will bring the rights of children and birth parents into the 21st century. In Ottawa, I'm Mark Blackburn.